You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, what is Block going to do when they're actually good? When these are not games to get them to 12 games under 500 and they're actually 12 games over 500 and they're sweeping the Cardinals?
I think then, don't you act like you've been there before? Like you're in the end zone for the 20th time that year. You don't have to make a big show of it.
No, I think he's got to one-up himself.
Ho-hum. Well, then if they win the World Series, he'll die mid-call.
Yes.
He will literally just pass out dead of excitement.
Matt Clement going to join us in about 15 minutes to break this one down. One of the great baseball players to ever come out of the area. He was taking notes. He was watching the games. He was texting with me. So he's ready to go as our fan baseball analyst in about 15 minutes. Hey, listen to Starkey and Pop every Wednesday. That's today. To hear about Starkey's card of the week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry contest run every Wednesday through Friday at noon. 93.7thefan.com contesting page. I want to hear your stat on this impeccable homestand because I wonder if it's the same one Zangrilli is now going viral for.
It probably is. I mean, I looked up the last time they actually shut a team out three straight games or had three straight shutouts was in 2015. They did it June 14th through the 16th, but it was one against the Phillies, two against the White Sox. Everyone's saying first time they've pitched three shutouts in a series against the same team since 1976. I prefer what Opta Stats put out there. The Pirates have outscored opponents 43-4 over their last six games. That's the most runs scored over a six-game span while allowing fewer than five runs in MLB history. The previous most while allowing so few was by the Cincinnati Outlaw Reds in 1884.
That is Zangrilli's tweet. And then he puts H/T/@OptaStats.
Just repost the damn tweet, Dan. You don't have to put OptaStats.
But if he reposts it, then OptaStats gets the credit for it.
And they should. They came up with the stat.
But that was like, what was the thing you took from Dan, Donnie, and then you got all the credit, but you did throw in the tweet, hey, shout out to Dan for this one? It was
They just carried over 2024 right into 2025 or something.
You got all the reposts and follows and then just acknowledged that Dan had said it first.
See, what I did is pure of purpose. I didn't go do the research. OptaStats did. One of their people did. And I straight retweeted it. Dan putting that hat tip in there, I think, is garbage.
How about this from Bob Nightingale? Bob has run afoul of the Pirates before. My guess is they're going to like this comment. Although he did get something already factually incorrect right off the bat. Pirates interim manager Don Kelly. They've purposely not put interim on there. So it's just Pirates manager Don Kelly. Has put himself smack dab in the NL Manager of the Year race after just 2 months on the job. The Pirates are 26-24 under Kelly and 22-17 in their last 38 games.
Also, 22-17 is 39 games, not 38 games.
Also true. Do you think that's right, though?
That he's smack dab in the manager of the year race?
Yeah.
No.
You do not?
No.
Why?
He's managed 50 games. Everybody else has managed 85.
I mean, Paul Skeens didn't pitch the entire year last year and won NL Rookie of the Year.
I'm trying to think who I would probably have ahead of him.
Yeah, now all of a sudden you want to take it back.
I would probably have Pat Murphy and Milwaukee ahead of them. I don't think they were supposed to be 10 games over 500.
They were not. Their win total was actually very similar to the Pirates coming into the year.
I'd have Pat Murphy ahead of them for sure, just in the division here. Coming off of a 93-win season
Subtracted in the offseason. They didn't make any moves.
No, that's why I'd have him up there. I mean, man, you can probably make a case that Francona's doing a better job with the Reds, too. They're 44-41. That was the whole point. Bring Terry Francona in, become a more serious franchise.
But he's not doing that much better. Kelly's 2 games over .500 and Francona's 3.
Get back to me when we're 35 games further into the season.
So if Francona's in, then that would put Kelly smack dab. I think he's smack dab, Donnie.
Yes, here we go.
Because this is
we're smacking and we're dabbing.
He's in. This is the funniest thing we do in sports talk when people.
Should Craig Counsell be ahead of him at 50-35? They don't have a ton of pitching. They're hitting the crap out of the ball. I feel like
they were picked to win the division. I don't know. That's close. But he's in the conversation.
I know, but I just named two guys in the division. One guy for
sure
you put ahead
of him. Yes, I heard you,
Chris.
You can put these guys ahead of him, but that puts them smack dab.
So there's no other people in baseball having good seasons? I mean, I understand that we don't give anybody, Dave Roberts does not get a cookie for managing the Dodgers to 22 games over 500. Smack dab just feels like, oh yeah, if they end up having, he drags them to very close to a winning record for the season, then sure, give him the award. Because he'll have managed 125 games at that point, and he'll have been 14 games over 500 to do it, or something close to that.
And if that happens, everybody stays and everybody probably gets raises.
Ben Charrington's going to get more years. Which still feels like a problem. I maintain that I think they're a team full of pretty mediocre hitters on a hot streak that almost every team will get on.
It's not just mediocre hitters. Their pitchers have given up four runs in 6 games.
I know, but that part's been pretty static where the pitching, especially the starting pitching, has been really good most of the year to the point where we've gotten frustrated at how many starts they've wasted. Now the bullpen's really good. They're not wasting Keller Skeens starts. I mean, God, last night was a case study. Here's Skeens, 5 shutout. Doesn't go super deep into the game, but they win 1-0. I still don't see the bones, or I don't squint and see this team is primed to make an insane run back into the picture.
Well, because they're so far out of the picture.
That's a question I wanted to ask you. They're now 9 games out of a playoff spot, I believe.
They can't make up that ground.
If they cut 3 more off of it, by the All-Star break.
Yep.
And we're in mid-July. Mm-hmm. They are 6 games out of a playoff spot.
Yep.
How many teams, in your recollection, in the last 10 years have made the playoffs 6 games out at wild card weekend?
How far are we going back?
Just 10 years. Just a nice round number. Wasn't Detroit way back last year?
They were. The Nationals were way back the year they won the World Series. There's 2 right off the top of my head. I think that's still so far, so much of a fantasy and so much of a pipe dream. I'll hear people bring it up, but I don't actually believe it or consider it to be something that's possible.
I guess I'm asking how many more wins in a row would it take for you to start scratching your head and going, I'm not saying you should, because I'm in your corner here. But where do we have to get to with them?
They get to 500, they're in the mix. That's a long, that's still, they,
so you
they
say
need a
in
big
the mix
shovel
is
for
more,
that.
Is more their record instead
they're
of...
smack dab in if they're
no,
in the
God,
mix.
Here we go.
If they're 500.
What if they're 4 or 5 games below 500, but they're only 4 or 5 games out? I mean, at that point, you might not think they're a good team, but the Pittsburgh Pirates in 97 were right in it till the last weekend of the season, and they were a losing
team.
Yes,
but they were in a division where they only had to keep up with Houston. They've got to leapfrog 8 or 9 teams.
Well, they've got to leapfrog their entire division, right?
They got to leapfrog everybody in the National League except the Nationals and Rockies. So, this spawning into or turning into something where it's like, hey, can they actually get so scorching hot they're in playoff contention? No, I don't see that. What's much more of a possibility is, can they do well enough over the second half of the season where the owner and more so you, the fans, are convinced they're actually on the right track? That's the thing that is going to be the big one.
Who've been their best?
Because it sounds like you still don't feel that way. You just think that they're just kind of a lucky team now.
I think they've gotten, Gonzalez coming back. I'll have to give Greg Brown something of a tip of the cap. I think it has helped energize their offense by providing a pretty legitimate bat. I have to give Kelly a managerial tip of the cap, too.
You have to.
Well, no. For one specific managerial move, he knocked O'Neill Cruz down in the order, and this run of scoring runs has coincided with that.
I think he's done a lot of smart things. I think he looks like a competent, more than competent major league manager, even though he had zero experience.
I guess I'll say one other thing.
Looked like a nincompoop.
I'll say one other thing that he has done that hasn't had anything to do with tactics, and I know you are a big tactics guy.
Love him.
But he came in and kept getting ejected and kept screaming at umpires, and one of the things that was a big thing about A.J. Burnett getting here when he did was that he wouldn't take crap or be like trampled on or treated like a laughingstock because he was now wearing a Pirates jersey. I think Kelly has managed the way Burnett carried himself on the field. You're not going to like laugh at us. You're not going to give us bad calls and squeeze us. I'm going to come out there and raise unholy hell because we deserve to be respected.
Let's get Matt Clement's take. After that, we'll take your phone calls on the Pirates. The best call is going to win tickets to see these guys. Two tickets to the July 18th game as part of the Yinzerpalooza weekend with the White Sox, a post game that includes the Zambelli Fireworks Show. 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Get in line now with your Pirates opinions, and the best call will win those tickets. Matt Clement, 93.7 The Fan's baseball analyst, is next, but first a headline.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Next hour, Aditi Kinkabwala joins us in studio for a full hour to break down the big trade and the TJ Watt stuff. But the Buccos have won 6 in a row, and they've done it in emphatic fashion. They've done it in a way we've never seen done before, where they scored so many runs and gave up so few runs, outscored the Mets and Cardinals 43-4. Now all the buzz is about Don Kelly and the job he's doing. Bob Nightingale says he is smack dab in the manager of the year race. J.J. Cooper, who is the editor-in-chief of Baseball America, says, is Don Kelly making a case for manager of the year, and then puts the stats out? Under Derek Shelton, the Buccos were 12-36, minus 57 run differential. Under Kelly, 26-24. Plus 24 run differential.
I'm sorry. Again, I'm going to be the guy who has to
point out.
You're
going to be the Debbie Downer here in the wet blanket. Go ahead.
No, I'm full marks to Don Kelly for this six-game run. That run differential was worse than minus 10 six games ago. He's managed 50 games. So 10% of his games basically have made up for like the other 90% thus far.
93.7 The Fan's baseball analyst Matt Clement joins us now, a Butler product, pitched many years in the major leagues, one of the great high school basketball coaches in the area as well. Matt, your thoughts on the difference Donnie Kelly has made for the Pirates?
Well, this covering Pirates baseball is awesome, man. 6 in a row. Nothing to be down about, right? No, I mean... We all knew, the people that know Donnie and kind of watch from afar knew that he was built for this. Like, this is what he was built to do, manage a baseball team. Did we expect, like, what just happened these last six games to happen so quickly? Probably not, but to see it happen is exciting for Pittsburgh. And, you know, a manager can make a big difference. And especially when you kind of get stale over a few seasons in the beginning of this season. And I was very fortunate. I got to play for three Hall of Fame managers. I played for Bruce Bochy, Terry Francona, and Dusty Baker. And it necessarily doesn't always come down to X's and O's, which they were all great at and had staffs that were great X's and O's people. And more comes down to the culture and the belief. And, you know, and I'm happy for Donnie. I'm happy for the Pirates. I'm happy for the fans. It's a cool little stretch. You know, he started off with kind of this new energy that usually happens when you get a new manager. Had a little bit of a downswing, and now he's got it again. You know, it'll be anxious to see what's going on mid-August. You know, can he keep this going? It'll make it pretty exciting.
Matt, what does it mean to a team that had a guy in Derek Shelton who, frankly, just was – he just seemed like he was kind of there in the dugout the last several games of his tenure, really most of this season. And then the comparison of that with how Kelly came on the scene, which was I felt like he was getting thrown out of games more often than Bobby Cox early on. Like, what does that do for a team when they just see the manager, the new guy, fighting that hard, even if he knows it's a losing battle that he's fighting with an umpire?
Well, I'm sure if we asked Donnie, like, showing that passion early was important to show those players you have that you're behind them. And for the Derek Shelton side of things, it kind of, like, when things go bad for a long period of time, everybody's going to act a lot differently, and it gets stale, honestly. Yeah. And I'm not going to sit there and blame Derek Shelton or anybody else. It's a tough situation, a tough market, and, you know, the amount of money that's being spent, it's a tough situation to win in. But to see Donnie do that, and I think the other thing, too, that's kind of what you're seeing that Donnie's done, you know, I went to a game earlier in the season against the Cubs, And they were blaming the whole season on Tommy Pham, right? Everything was Tommy Pham's fault because that was the one free agent guy they signed. And here, look who's smack dab in the middle of this right now. You know, you don't bring Tommy Pham in. It wasn't Tommy Pham versus Bellinger to bring him in. It's how much money you're going to spend.
Yeah.
And I thought Tommy Pham was a good dude to bring in because that's the money that was the market that they were looking to get somebody in. You could be frustrated you didn't bring in Bellinger or some bigger name. But that's who they brought in, and he was getting the blame, which was unfair in my opinion. And you know, now you see this tough guy who's made his way through this, and he's a big part of what's going on right now. Him and Horwitz, another one of their acquisitions, have played really good during this stretch. And I tell people all the time, you want to see Tommy Pham's value, wait till somebody tries to charge Skeens or Keller or, you know, goes after O'Neill Cruz when he does something. You know, that guy's going to
– Or makes a shady move in a fantasy football league. Then he'll really see Tommy Pham, that full force.
Absolutely. You know, kind of like the James Johnson of the Pacers right now. You heard how highly they spoke of him in the finals, like how respected he is. But, you know, it's good for them. And there's no doubt in my mind that Donnie Kelly's helped bring that out of those guys.
One thing I've just observed as a fan and not someone that's played in the big leagues like you, Matt, I just feel like the game doesn't move as fast on Kelly as it did Shelton. So what I mean by that is I think he's a step ahead as far as getting guys up in the bullpen, when to make those moves. I felt like with Derek, a lot of the things were almost predetermined. Okay, Holderman's going to pitch here. Okay, this is when I'm going to use Bednar. And I get it. Guys like having kind of role definition, but they weren't always pitching like well in those spots. And when you continue to bring guys in who are struggling in critical situations, frankly, they lost games because of it. So we've seen Kelly kind of, I think, adjust better than I thought as a first-time manager as far as his feel for when to take pitchers out of games, who to bring in those situations. I think that's more of a learned skill, but he seems to have a natural ability to do that so far.
Yeah, I mean, probably one of the most underrated parts that people don't think of a manager is how to use that bullpen. Because those dudes, they get tired. You got to know how they feel. You got to know what your role is. And you know, I guess I would question, did Shelton have the ability to do that? And did when the job, did he say, hey, I'm going to do this my way, not the predetermined way that we're going to go attack these games?
Well, the guy who was their quote-unquote game plan coach got fired with Shelton, so that probably answers your question, Matt.
Yeah, and I'm sure Don's been sitting there as he's been a bench coach for all these years. Like, he's not just sitting there doing, you know, writing lineup cards down. And if he's sitting there thinking about how he's going to do this when he gets the chance, like, this isn't something that just holy smokes, I'm a manager of the Pirates right now. This is something that he has been planning to do for a while as be a manager. So, you know, the fact that he's doing it really well doesn't surprise me at all, because, you know, it's kind of in his, like I said, he's built to do this. And will he have the same success he's having right now with the club he has, that's to be determined. But like, he's doing an excellent job. And the bullpen is, you're right, the bullpen is the number one reason why, in my opinion, those dudes are what wins games in the MLB right now. It's different from my time when it was starters. It's bullpen now.
Matt, I think the last time you and I spoke, it was rough times for O'Neill Cruz. He had just been benched. Just what have you seen from him in the time since that game? He didn't play one of the games against the Mets. They drop him in the order. Do you feel like that message has gotten through based on what you've seen from him since?
You know, another credit to Donnie. Like, he could have blown up O'Neill Cruz there. That's what people expected him to be, being an old school dude. And he handled it. He handled it well. And like I was thinking about today as I was prepping to come on with you guys, and I was watching and listening to the game in between where I was. And here you are, that 1-0 game. He got the double. He didn't get moved over. He's so what? I'll just have my league leading stolen bases and steal third to get over. Scores the run, and then he made a play on in the outfield on the ball off the wall that was just absolutely ridiculous.
Man, I feel like they out-cardinaled the Cardinals. You know, usually the Cardinals, you played for so long in the big leagues, always fundamentally sound. They move runners over. They don't beat themselves. Like, that's been their MO for, and I know they had Pujols and Berkman and Holiday, guys that could hit the ball 400 feet. But, like, their whole mantra has been, we're going to be the buttoned-up team. And I just felt like in this series, like, the Pirates were the team that made all the right plays, which usually doesn't happen when we see St. Louis in town.
No, St. Louis is always, like, one of the worst teams to face because they did everything right. I heard Neil talking about it on the broadcast today. You know, it's like, guy gets on second, the first two innings. I mean, you know, I'm sure you want to talk about Keller at some point here, but, like, lead off guy on second base, first two innings. Cardinals never don't score in at least one of those, if not both of those situations. Then the Pirates, same situation with Cruz, they get the run. And that happened all series. And, I mean, what an unbelievable series for them.
Matt, what has impressed you most about Keller, who improves to 3-10 now, despite having an ERA well under 4 for the year? Just overall, the way he's handled a total lack of run support for the most part, stretching back into last year even.
You know, I don't think people realize how hard what he did today was, right? You're facing the role. They haven't shut out a team 3 times in a series since 1976, I heard. And you're facing like the recent modern day, like Greg Maddux, when Gray, who just punched at an 89-pitch complete game with 11 punch-outs, doesn't walk anybody. The odds are stacked against you, and you're 3-10. You know, I was thinking of some of my seasons. It's like, you know, I'm 3-7, but here I go. I got to face Roger Clemens today, or I have to face Maddux or Glavine or something. So you don't even get like the thought of the other side's going to make it. It's going to be easy. You're facing this dude who's on fire right now.
Yeah.
To go out and do it, and like, you know, it's really hard not to mentally get involved with that number 10. On your win-loss record.
Or mentally get involved with the trade rumors too, Matt. I mean, that's something else that's just hovering over in his head as well.
Yeah, I mean, it was so impressive what he did today because the trade rumors are there. You know, he's you know, 3-10. Like, you know, he could, on a different year with different run support, he's in the talk for being an all-star.
Yep.
And right now, you know, I had a year, my third year with the Cubs, it was like that. And it was the 1 year I got to play with Greg Maddux. And I remember after like the 5th or 6th game in a row, and it wasn't anywhere near what he's going through right now. You know, Maddux is like, oh, it'll all even out. It'll all even out. And then about 5 or 6 games later, he's like, I never seen anything like this. You know, this is crazy. and that's kind of how Keller's got to feel right now. And it puts a lot of pressure on you to go out there and perform and know that, like, I mean, he was one pitch away from being 2-11 today, really, at some point in that game. And I give him, I mean, That's really hard to do, especially with how things have went, thinking they could go that way every game.
Matt, was Maddux doing the thing when he was in Chicago with you that he did in Atlanta? There's this documentary about him, about how he gave up a home run to Bagwell on purpose earlier in the year because he wanted to set him up for the playoffs, which was unreal.
I got to hear some of the stories of that from Kent Merker, played with us, who came on that year with us at some point. So he was with him in like prime Atlanta Maddux years. And all those stories you hear, those are true. Like, you know, there'd be different stories of him giving up a double for a run scoring double early in the game, coming in the dugout and almost like half pumping his fist coming to dugout. And somebody would ask him, what's going on? And he'd be like, he just taught me how to get him out the rest of his career. on that swing. And anything anybody would say, anything anybody would do, like as far as pitching goes, he was amazing. Like I, you know, the 1 year I played with him, it was an amazing experience to just see what he could do when he'd watch film, when he'd show different things. And I probably annoyed him because I was beside him trying to learn a lot of the time. But it was awesome.
Matt, have you ever seen the story? It goes around like social media, so maybe, maybe not. But Bobby Cox sends Leo Mazzoni out there because they've got a free base. And I think there are two outs and they want to get to the next hitter. So he sends Mazzoni out there to tell Maddox, we're going to walk this guy intentionally. And Maddox just waves Leo Mazzoni off and says, no, I think I can actually get him to pop out to third base here in foul territory. Mazzoni goes back and you see Cox just like cussing a blue streak in the dugout. And Maddox gets him to pop out to third base. Chipper Jones tells the story, but that's like any other pitcher does that. I feel like they're getting yanked from the game and Cox was just powerless to do anything about it because he's Maddox.
And like I said, anything you'd tell me like that, I'd believe. Like his legend could grow even bigger because you'd see different things. I actually remember one with Jack Wilson, the Pirates, and we had this old video room in Chicago that I'd go in, and he came in after the first inning, and I'm pretty sure, you know, this is a little bit of time ago for me, but he owned Jack Wilson for the most part, and he came in the video room and I was sitting there and he goes, watch this. And he had the overhead of Jack Wilson in the box. He had that camera on him. And he goes, look, he scooted closer to plate against me. And sure enough, the first pitch he scooted closer to plate, next two pitches, he threw at his head. Jack Wilson moved right back to where he always stood against him and his whatever, under 100 batting average or whatever it might have been against him. Threw the pitch away to him, off the end of the bat, ground ball the pitcher. And I'm thinking to myself, like, I'm not even worthy to be in this league when you'd hear these stories, because he's noticing this stuff on the bat, you know, on the situation. I'll tell you the other thing that was so cool about Maddox compared to all the superstar pitchers I played with, because I was asking questions. I needed to learn. I needed to get better. And I, you know, and I respected what he did.
Yep.
You could ask Maddox, you know, you could say to Maddox, Hey, you know, doggy, I'm having trouble with Jeff Bagwell. Because that was somebody I had trouble with at one point in my career. Like, what should I do? And he'd be like, you know what? If I was you, I'd set him up with this and throw my slider to get him out. If he's fouling off your fastball away, he's not late. He's looking in a certain spot. And he goes, now if it's me, this is what I'm doing. And I found later in my career, after I played with him, when I'd asked different pitchers that stuff, it was always what they did. Mm-hmm. It was never like, hey, if I had your stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. If I had your stuff, and I mean, maybe it was coincidental, maybe it was just a head game for me, but I had success against Bagwell after that fact. And that was somebody that I had trouble with in that point in my career. And just that kind of brain has never been seen in the big leagues before, in my
opinion. That's so cool, Matt. A 93.7 The Fan baseball analyst, Matt Clement. Pirates sweep the Cardinals, shut them out in all three games. Mitch Keller, excellent today, 7 scoreless, and the Bucks now have a day off before they head to Seattle for the 4th of July. Matt, thanks so much. We'll talk again next week. You're the best. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You bet. Matt Clement. All right, you've got time to call in now, 412-928-9370. More of your thoughts on the Pirates.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.